This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Are back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do really appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you were taught to hate, or have been taught to hate, or have been made fun of. And then, you know what? It's not anything you need to worry about. You know, I'll give you some information to fight back on. I'll give you some information for you to be able to say, you know what, that's really not how it works. This is really how we think. So, we can jump right into this, because I think this is great. Just do me a favor. Tomorrow, make sure you're poking your friends to go out and vote. Make sure, as a matter of fact, let's say poke certain friends to go out and vote. The more sane ones, you know, get out there. Don't vote, you know, and I've been telling people, don't vote party. Seriously, vote for the right person for the job. You know, in most cases, all right, we kind of know who might belong to, but vote for the right person for the job. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be like them. I don't care. I'm a registered Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian, but I don't, you know what, I'm looking for the right person for the job. So, anyhow, I mean, seriously, this is just getting nuts, the way my Christian friends, non-Christian, whatever, you guys, you get all caught up in the politics to the point where you throw common sense to the wind. Now, it's a university that offers to pay students to promote social justice, because we know how important that is, right? Like right now in colleges, it is the thing. It's like the pet rock of 2018, you know? And this is the University of Kansas, you would think. They have a different viewpoint on things, right? So they're offering students $9 an hour to help administrators create an inclusive campus community through social justice. Now, here's the thing about it. Whenever somebody says inclusive, it's just like when they say comprehensive immigration, right? Who else gets nervous? But I do. I get nervous. Because comprehensive immigration means different things to different people. So when I hear comprehensive immigration, I know that if it's somebody that's much more left than me, you know what that means. But if they're pseudo-progressive, then that means no borders, everybody gets in, don't even ask what their status is. Oh, and I don't need to see your ID. When a Republican says comprehensive immigration, that means border walls, everybody gets checked, we don't want you here unless you've got something to offer. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Two totally different meanings. So when you talk about social justice on college campuses, again, conservative to liberal, two totally different meanings. Stop squeaking. So, according to the job listing, the school is seeking at least one student to serve as an ambassador, facilitator, and educator to its Office of Multicultural Affairs, offering $9 an hour. I wonder, what happened to this whole $15? Right? Wasn't that like the goal? Like, nobody can live for $9. You got to give them 50. You want my hamburger to go up in price, but you, obviously on a college campus where you guys are spending money like crazy, you don't care there, right? So the Office of Multicultural Affairs is offering you $9 an hour. You have to spend 6 to 8 hours per week. 6 to 8, not 68, but 6 to 8 hours per week. Wow, sounds like a tough job, doesn't it? assisting the office with its overall mission of creating an inclusive campus. Now, specifically, the university explains that the social justice educator will create a facility diversity education, social justice programs, including social justice training, workshops, presentations to student organizations, classes, or units groups. Now, if you're in this for 6 to 8 hours a week, and you're supposed, where are you going to be taking your cues, right? Whatever the professor tells you to say or do is what you're going to do. There is no way in 6 to 8 hours a week you're going to become an expert at this. This is just so you have some money. Man, think about this. $9 an hour. I don't even know if they take taxes out of that. Even if you get 10 hours a week, $90 a week. Wow. Big dollars. Maybe you got to put some gas in the car, right? But if the Dems get back under control, let me see. After taxes, you might get $12.37. And man, the way they're going for gas taxes in most of these states, when the Dems get control, you won't have any money. You'll be able to show up in your car, but you won't be able to go out for dinner. The students will be expected to engage with fellow peer educators to create workshops concerning issues about diversity. This is amazing to me. Now, the student's also going to be required at $9 an hour to research and create educational material. I really want somebody who's getting paid $9 an hour researching and putting together educational materials to teach others. Wow. Now, these are supposed to, they're supposed to be able to perform tasks and show administration how diversity works and how they can create an atmosphere of equality. The candidate selected for the position will be asked to undergo facilitator training, as well as other periodic training with the administrative assistant, program coordinator, graduate assistant, and other staff members. According to the university, a qualified candidate for the job will further display an interest in social justice and diversity education. Yeah, I'm going to go puke. I'll be back in a little bit. First of all, $9 an hour. If we offered somebody a job for $9 an hour on our side of the aisle, they'd be going out of their minds. But I guess this is okay. It's a social justice warrior. You'll see the real side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. You can also hit Patreon. Click on it. It'll allow you to, you know, help support the show. Fund and support the show. Always good to keep money, you know, on the table. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You can also buy my book, coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff going on up on the website. I really do appreciate that. Any help at all that you can give us is always appreciated. So we were talking about the college in Kansas, or University of Kansas, that is offering to pay students $9 an hour to be I guess, social justice warrior shills. I mean, seriously. What else is it? They're running around campus trying to teach people how to be more equal, how to be more diverse, how to welcome diversity. I mean, seriously, how about some basic moral standards? How about some basic moral values? You know, and we jump off from there. What do you think? I don't need you running up and down telling my kids what equality really means, what diversity is all about. I mean, seriously. And these kids are going to be trained or brainwashed, whatever you want to look at it, retrained. And it's infuriating, mostly, because you know who's teaching them and what side of the issue they're going to be coming from. Now, should you be listening and you want to apply for the job, you have to apply by July 1st or else you get bupkis. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is marriage in crisis in California? Seriously. New article that been put up by the Jewish Journal. In 1845, it says, the government of Mexico City ordered the Mexican governor of Alta California to deny entry to immigrants from the United States, to disallow land grants, sales, or even rental of land to non-citizens. Wow. That's terrible. Think about that. You know, it's interesting to watch the progression of this. You think of some of the immigration laws in Canada and in Mexico, right? Hold them up to ours. How many people do they let in every year? I'm curious. I'd love to know. And what do you have to do to get in? Can you live off the government doles at either place almost immediately after you get in? I'm asking questions. You know, it's always my goal on the show is never to browbeat. You know, I mean, how many times have any of you ever heard me say, it's either my way or the highway. You're idiots if you don't believe what I believe. But I question you on why you're Republican. Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a declined state? Why are you an independent? Why do you believe what you believe? Why do you call yourself a conservative or a liberal or a Christian or a Jew? What is it that makes you those things that allows you to want you to call yourself those things? That's kind of where I'm usually coming from when I ask these questions or work through these issues. So I always find it interesting when you talk about immigration or what's going on, like in California, as I started to say. You know, the Mexicans want, I love this, some of those wackoids that are protesting with the Mexican flag. They want California back. You know, we took it from them in the Mexican-American War, so I'm repeating what they say. Right? So we took it from them after war, and we really shouldn't have been allowed to keep it. So do they have to pay us back for all the work we've done to it? I'm just asking. Can we give it to them in the current state it's in? Will they give it back to the people who had it before the Mexicans? Because, you know, the Mexicans took it from somebody, too. I mean, how far back do we get to go with this? Maybe that's the whole cause. Maybe it's a noble cause of theirs. They're going to take it from us to give it back to the rightful owners, right? Because we know that's what they're like. So it's really interesting in watching how this stuff is going down. You know, after the presidential election to Donald Trump, California Democrats just went nuts, okay? They went nuts trying to put all this California, you know, laws and policies on the books, on the table, to get us as far away from anything that Trump wanted us to do. So in other words, they wanted to legislate. They didn't really care anymore what the federal government said because, you know, they're not in control. When there are people in control, they're willing to bow down and do pretty much anything that their people want them to do. So the California state legislators, you know, they launched their first shot in this whole ideological war in hiring who? Anybody remember? That's right. Eric Holder. They hired him. Now, can you tell me other states that have done this kind of thing? They go out of the way to hire Eric Holder at $25,000 a month just to have him around. Right? I wouldn't give you 25 cents a month to have him around. Matter of fact, I'd give you $25 a month to make sure I never heard his name again for the entire month. The 25K is for political strategy. I mean, heck, he wrote, didn't enforce many of these laws, and he's probably telling them how to get around them. Now, this is the same guy. He got paid $25,000 a month. Same guy that was held in civil and criminal contempt of Congress because he wouldn't turn over documents to them. The DOJ works for Congress. It is not a branch unto itself that doesn't have to reply to anyone or is not responsible to any other group. Right? He wouldn't turn any of the paperwork over on Operation Fast and Furious. I wonder why. See, I always say use the same logic the left uses on you. They want to know why so-and-so won't give up the paperwork while they're trying to hide something. Well, you know, so if Holder didn't want to give it up, is he trying to hide something? Who's he trying to cover for? Now, Governor Brown is now, you know, he's in his final year. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mean final year of life. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. He signed SB 54, which bans local officials from asking about a person's immigration status, joining some three dozen local communities that proclaim sanctuary status. Now, California it makes California the nation's most popular destination for undocumented immigrants. They can come here, they don't have to worry about anything. But that's actually starting to turn around on him. That's actually starting to turn around to bite him. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
Difference.
I have all new cheap moves.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And listening to some of the crazy stories I have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. We were talking about, you know, just the stupid stuff going on in California. And this is a constant fight between, you know, California and the Trump administration. Like, because we have so much extra money to fight the feds with, right? And some of you should be really irritated because this is your tax money being flushed with more tax money. I mean, think about this. California's using, you know, Becerra, who has no business being attorney general for the state, but that's beside the point. He's got a $200 million budget. He's using your tax money, California tax money, to sue the federal government. What's the federal government using? They're using your tax money to fight California. So your tax money is being flushed, but it could be used doing other things. And not just the money. I mean, the resources behind it, the people behind it, when they could be doing other things. So it really starts to get crazy when you start looking at what they're doing and how much time. Becerra, state of California, Xavier Becerra, has sued the United States government, or Trump administration, 28 times since he's been in office. Now, for the numbers, he hasn't even been in office 28 months. Tell me this is not an obsession. Anyway, you know, Brown has gone back and forth with Trump, but was willing to take his money, took his money for the border guards, right? More money than he needed, but he got money. It just never stops, right? He hates who Trump has pardoned, who he's given commutations to. We went through some of that list the other night. I mean, President Oblimo, He gave commutations and pardons to people in life, were in prison for life. And they weren't all just because of drug charges. I mean, you don't go to prison for life just because you sold too many drugs. And some of those kids, some of those animals, they were selling drugs around your kids' schools, around your kids' playgrounds. Come on, think about it. It just never amazes me how they're willing to, you know, stick up for this stuff. And again, Becerra, whose mother was from Mexico, he's a former U.S. congressman, right? He's been working to grant legal status to 11 million undocumented immigrants, including a little bit more than 2 million in California. Now, he himself, technically, according to the California Constitution, shouldn't be Attorney General. Because there's a clause in the California Constitution that says he has to be part of a certain group within, I think it's 12 months or 24 months of him becoming Attorney General or running for the office. And he hadn't been part of that group for 3 or 4 or 5 years. So he wasn't even qualified when they appointed him. But see, it's the same problem in California that we had at the federal government when Obama was in office. Who is going to remove him? The state is run by Democrats. 2/3 of the legislature run by Democrats. Who's going to remove somebody for doing something wrong? They won't do it. They love their own. Right? I mean, we have sued, California has sued Trump over the cutting the subsidies on Obamacare, the military ban, the transgender people, people not letting certain people in from certain Muslim countries. Right? Not requiring certain organizations that have to pay for other people's birth control. I mean, this is a free-for-all. Think about what they're pushing, what they're asking for. These aren't just human rights. They want you to get everything you can get from the government, which means that they can take more money from people who have money because they have to give to those people who don't have money. And for you Christians out there, do you understand how anti-Bible that is? See, Jesus never said to you, and you've heard this before, Jesus never said to you, go out and compel the government to take care of the people. He didn't say, you know, those who compel the government to go out and feed the people are really feeding me. Didn't say that. He said, you go out and do it. You go out and feed the people. You go out and take care of the people. You go out. He wants you to compel you to go out and do things in his name, not the government. I mean, go on with the list of things that the Dems want among so many others. But the lawsuits brought by the state of California to the Trump administration, right? Like I said earlier, they include the travel bans on selected refugees from troubled Muslim countries, a proposed military ban on transgender people, Obamacare cost-sharing subsidies, the religious rights of employers not to offer birth control, student loan debt relief, a whole bunch of stuff on the environment and environmental regulations. Right? The whole thing with coal, they hate coal. Look, they hate coal, they hate nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. George Bush.
No, he says nuclear. Anyway. I mean, all these things. And somebody brought up Al Gore today. I was thinking, again, misinformed. Those people who think he's a champion, look at the size of the house he lives in. Look at the gas that he weighs. Look what he's done. Egregious to the atmosphere, if you would. The Democrats' platform is resistance. That's really what that is. Resist Trump, resist conservatives, resist Republicans. It's just resistance. Think about it. Democrats... They also sued the Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection over the proposed border wall. They say it doesn't work. Here's the problem. God. They don't know it doesn't work because we haven't had one to work. That's number one. Number two is they're totally ignoring the walls that Mexico has along its southern border, that walls that are now being constructed over in Europe by countries who say, guess what? They do work. And in Texas, when they put them up and they put up the National Guard at the border, guess what happened? It worked. It knocked down the border crossings 40-45%. And what I love now is, you know, when the Dems start talking, we don't need the wall because border crossings are down. Right. Because they know Trump's going to take you, turn you around, send you right back over again. Because it's not a free walk. It's not a free-for-all anymore. You know, they were doling out these benefits like they were candy to kids. You know, and somebody has yet to tell me what was wrong with, remember, Trump really teed off his base when instead of offering only 800,000 DACA undocumented immigrants being allowed in, he was willing to go as high as 2 million. And that was because of some of the information that he was getting that some of the DACA kids had not been accounted for. Yeah, but that Trump, he's so terrible. California also filed lawsuits against the federal government for withholding public safety grants. Right, because they weren't in line with federal. See, here's the thing. When they get these grants, and they're going to have to write them tighter from now on, when they get this grant money, there's provisos in there. They have to follow the law. They have to fall within federal law to a degree. Well, what is that? Come on, really? What is that? So if they don't meet the guidelines of the grant, they shouldn't get to keep the money. They shouldn't get the money to begin with. And then they sued Trump because he wanted to put a citizenship question on the census. Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you not want to know who was here and who wasn't? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I want you to spend more time with us. Again, like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, there's just so much that I want to get to that I won't get to. Want to try, but I won't get to. And with all the stories we got going on, I mean, my God, it's just, you know, we were talking about how warped the far left is. Like I said, you know, they didn't come after Joy Reid. We've all heard nasty stuff that she said against, you know, religious groups, Jews, and so on. Then she tried to blame it on hacking, and then she kind of backed off of that, and now she's kind of hiding in the corner somewhere. You know, her, Samantha Bee. I mean, this is the lineup of nasties. And again, you know, somebody said to me earlier, which is true, we were talking about the congressional candidate in Virginia who admits he's a pedophile. You're missing something. He admits it. And he's been caught in or gone on and actually created a site that's gone defunct now. It's called, I don't know, SUIPED.org, Suiped. whatever that means. And in CeloSolist.today, he created these chat rooms. They were gathering places for pedophiles and violence-minded misogynists, like himself. His words, not mine. Right? This is not some obscure website. This is all through Huffington Post and Yahoo News. Larson confirmed his campaign website and the IP. He told both of those publications all about what he was doing and what he was up to. And I'm sorry, just trying to get the oxygen back. On the phone, he was open about his pedophilia to the news people. And he was seemingly unfazed about his long odds of attaining a government office. You know, a lot of people are tired of political correctness, he said, and being constrained by it. People prefer when there's a outsider who doesn't have anything to lose is willing to say what's on his mind. Yeah, I like little kids. Sick. When asked whether he's a pedophile or just writes about pedophilia, he said, well, it's a mix of both. When people go over the top, there's a grain of truth in what they say. Asked whether there was a grain of truth in his essay about father-daughter incest and another about raping his ex-wife repeatedly, he said, yes, that plenty of women have rape fantasies. God, this is sick. According to Larson's campaign manifesto, his platform as a quasi-neo-reactionary libertarian includes protecting gun ownership rights, establishing free trade, and protecting benevolent white supremacy, as well as legalizing incestuous marriage and child pornography. God. Sounds like a dream candidate, doesn't he? In the manifesto, Larson called Nazi leader Adolf Hitler a white supremacist hero. He urged Congress to repeal the Violence Against Women Act, adding, we need to switch to a system that classifies women as property. Initially, God, you know, he should speak at an all-women's group. We should see how long that. That women's march that was in D.C. last year, right? You know what happened, right? They never find him again. I don't know. He stepped over in that crowd over there. We haven't seen him since. Oh, God. He thinks that women should be the property initially of their fathers and then later of their husbands. He also showed sympathy for men who identify as involuntary celibates or whatever, suggesting it's unfair that they are forced to pay taxes for school's welfare and support for other men's children. God, this guy's great. I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving, right? See, and I'm sure he's got guns in a closet. This guy would scare me. I don't want to be friends with him. I wouldn't even want to do an interview with the guy. Dearborn, Michigan is a real mess. And you know, Detroit, I hear it's coming back a little bit. There's still a boatload of houses that are empty there, a boatload of people in trouble financially. And now a latest report says that Dearborn, Michigan is a real mess. When you enter, it's like you're not even, according to the writer, you're not even in America anymore. He said the majority of Americans are opposed to, you know, these large-scale immigration dumps. And that's what they are. They're dumps. We've seen them happen over in Europe. Europe's having the same issue. You can't do this. You can't drop a big group of people who don't understand the culture. They don't want to understand. They don't even like the culture. They come here. They get kind of benefits to get situated and in place. See, can you imagine if we took some of the open, let's take some of the empty army bases, the military bases that we had to close down. Put them in there. Let them assimilate. Teach them how to assimilate. If they can't assimilate, send them back. If they can, then integrate them in society. They'll never come. Because who wants, you know, I mean, seriously. They're going to be put in army barracks together? You can read the stories yourself. Not stories in a false sense, but in a real sense. how these people live it on your tax dollars. You know, and the majority of Americans oppose these large-scale immigration dumps. You take a look at Europe. They see how devastating their citizens are suffering. And hoping that our leaders won't go the same way. Look at Italy. Just recently, even their new leader said, look, we're going to do an Italy first campaign. We're going to get ourselves on our feet first. Remember, Obama wanted to increase the intake, not decrease. So, you know, and if you want to talk about the Muslim population, nobody I know on the right, nobody I know, none of my friends, other people I hang with, none of the real conservatives have ever said that all Muslims are bad. Nobody I know has said that. So when Trump wants to put a ban on a Muslim nation or people coming from certain Muslim nations, there's reasons behind it. And remember, Obama did it to 6 or 7 of them, but you guys kept ignoring that and sidestepping that issue. You weren't interested. So, again, I would take it out of the Muslim world. Right? I would take it out of that and just say, okay, we're not going to allow people to come here via countries that are known to harbor terrorists, that are known to fund terrorists, that are known for their terrorist activity. And don't even mention anything about Islam or Muslims or anything, any religion for that matter, or any particular group. He's got a right to do that, plain and simple. You know, it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Now, here's one that's going to get me in trouble. People love to hang me for this stuff, but this isn't me. Well, no, this one's much better. You guys will like this one more, and it's shorter. We actually had a business. Oh, there was a business that was slapped with a violation for being too patriotic. Massachusetts real estate company that was slapped with an excessive flag violation responded by, I love this guy, adding even more flags to the display. Staffers at Lair Realty in Chelmsford, Massachusetts had initially posted 200 small American flags to honor fallen war veterans for Memorial Day. Traditionally, the real estate company kept the flags up until the 4th of July, but over the weekend, staffers were stunned to find a note posted on the front door from the town's code enforcement officer, Mr. Grinch. She said the note on the door said they had violated a flag violation, excessive flags. The real estate company said that they were told that they could only have a reasonable amount of flags, but they were never given an exact number. Instead of taking down the flags, the local Lair Realty office decided to post even more flags. So what did they do? 500 flags. He said, we feel this is a patriotic act. It's not about our business. It's about supporting our troops, supporting our veterans. City Hall says that the flag display is clear violation of the policy that prohibits the use of flags for commercial purposes. No commercial purpose. So call the town manager, Paul Cohen. Okay? Tell him to back off. All right? The bottom line with it is this. There's nothing wrong with American flags. He could deal with it one month out of the year. They could deal with it. Not even a full month. It's just crazy. There's no such thing, I don't think. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. No such thing as being too patriotic. What do you think? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spent with me. God bless and have a great rest of the day.